How well do you know your Uber driver? Well, you're about to learn more, and as a bonus, you might be in for a smoother ride. Details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Ride-hailing company Uber is introducing a new update to its app. It will now monitor your driver. The update will also allow for a rollout of other safety-oriented features as well. Let's get straight to it with Wall Street Journal reporter Douglas McMillan, who joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Douglas.
Hi there.
So, first question, how exactly will these drivers be monitored?
So, Uber is rolling out a test of drivers in at least 9 U.S. cities that is going to monitor when they speed, when they go over the posted speed limit, when they brake harshly or suddenly, and when they accelerate aggressively. It's going to be using only the sensors and the driver's smartphones to do all that. So they're using the GPS coordinates, they're using the accelerometer, and they're using the gyroscope sensors that are all kind of built into Android and iPhones that are floating around in these millions of Uber cars around the world.
And I understand there's also going to be some safety-oriented features as well. Can you talk a little bit about those features and its angle here? Is the main key to this whole new initiative with this app safety?
So the idea behind this is all kind of motivated, I think, primarily by safety. There are some measures in place right now to figure out when Uber drivers are not driving safely, but most of them have to do with actual kind of qualitative commentary feedback provided and volunteered by passengers. When you end an Uber trip, you're asked as a passenger to submit a 1 to 5 star rating. And I think, frankly, even though we might not have the best ride, a lot of people might skip that step or might just give everyone a 5 stars without thinking twice about it. Mm-hmm. So this is a way to actually have an objective measurement a lot of these drivers' activities, and to actually use data and technology to ensure that their drivers are being safe and being rational, reasonable drivers on the road.
Now, it's not the first time that Uber has experimented with monitoring driver behavior. Can you talk a little bit about its history on that front?
So they have started these kinds of tests back in, I think, October of last year, in a kind of more limited fashion and only in Houston. They have, over the past few months, done some of these tests on a limited basis, and they tell me, I met with them this week, they tell me that when they give this kind of feedback, when they tell these drivers that, you're braking too harshly, that actually does result in a drop in, that kind of activity. So they are saying that this is working and they have tested, but I think they are going to be a little bit reluctant to roll this out widely, and they're also reluctant to tie any negative punishments to this data and these results, at least for the time being, because it's still kind of early days of this technology and it's still not perfect. And there's many different scenarios that you can imagine when this technology could get it wrong. Like, what if a dog jumps out in front of a car in the middle of the street? Well, Uber's technology doesn't know that that dog jumped out in the middle of the street.
Right.
They're just going to register it as this driver brakes suddenly. So that's a case where, the driver could get penalized for something that, the action that they took to save this animal's life. So I think that there are a lot of potential kinks like this that they're going to have to try to work out. And, until they get to a place where they can really trust the technology, they're not going to, for example, fire a driver because of, there's low scores on these safety measures.
Mm-hmm. One thing that tends to come up, though, in these kinds of situations are privacy concerns. Is there any concerns that this could bring about driver privacy issues?
Yeah, so definitely. Drivers are now going to enter a phase where Uber is learning more about not only where they go, but how they are driving. And Uber is turning on, you know, new sensors in their smartphones, and I think in many ways reaching into their daily lives more and more. Now, I mean, they're doing this for a good reason, and as I just described, there are a lot of safety benefits to this. But you have to start asking the question, if Uber continues to insist, as it has done in court now several times, that these drivers are independent contractors, they're not full-time employees who work for Uber, they work for themselves, you know, how far can Uber go in monitoring and tracking their daily lives and in overseeing their jobs? I think it's a question that's going to be asked more and more. Uber did, you know, settle the big class action lawsuit that had to do with employee contractor debate. But I think the more that Uber pushes down this path and the more that they try to install these technologies to monitor and ensure safety, they run the risk of overstepping and actually treating these drivers as employees and not contractors.
Great insight, as always. Douglas McMillan, thanks so much for joining the Tech Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
You can check out more of Douglas's article at WSJD.com. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.